This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Regular listeners of this program and devotees of business and financial news writ large, I imagine, will probably know that the Federal Reserve has two things it is required by law to do. It's called the dual mandate. Stable prices, that is, inflation that's not too hot, not too cold, but just right. And then a co-equal part of the Fed's job, maximum employment. You'll notice that nowhere in there does it say, publish an op-ed in Bloomberg calling on the Federal Reserve to actively oppose the president's economic policies, and while you're at it, think long and hard while you're setting your interest rate policies about who you want to win the next presidential election. But publish such an op-ed William Dudley did yesterday. Dudley is the former, and that's important, he's the former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, so he's a civilian now, and he can say whatever he wants. But believe me when I tell you that some eyebrows were raised when that op-ed dropped yesterday. We didn't talk about it on the program yesterday because of who we've got on the program today, and we wanted to talk to him about it. Robert Kaplan is the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. Mr. Kaplan, good to see you again, sir.
Great to see you, Kai.
I don't know if you happened to hear the program yesterday. Did you catch it?
I did not.
All right. Well, you should have, because I gave you a heads up as to what the first question was going to be.
Okay.
Obviously, I can't have you in here the day after Bill Dudley drops that op-ed, in which he says, not only should the Fed not enable Mr. Trump's trade war, but you ought to think about the 2020 campaign when you're thinking about your economic policy stance.
Yeah.
With the understanding that you don't speak for the Fed, and the Fed has come out with a statement that says, we're only focused on two things, dual
That's
mandate
right.
and full employment. What did you make of what Mr. Dudley said?
The only comment I would make is consistent with the statement that that Michelle Smith put out on mm-hmm. behalf of the Fed, our work and our decisions are based on our analysis of the economy and the best decisions for the country without regard to political considerations or political influence. I've been at the Fed now close to 4 years. Mm-hmm. That's been true every day that I've been here, and I see no evidence of any behavior to the contrary. So I don't want to comment on any particular piece from someone now on the outside, but I am quite confident that we will behave in a way that meets our dual mandate objectives without regard to any political considerations or political influence at all.
Fair enough, and I expected as much. But the follow-on goes like this.
Yeah.
You've been there 4 years.
Yeah.
You've seen a lot. Are we through the looking glass now with the president beating up on the Fed and Bill Dudley saying what he said and you all hunkering down and saying, you know what, we got two jobs and we're doing them, by God?
Listen, I think we've got a very high-quality group of people around the table. Most of us have been around for a long time. We're somewhat of a quote-unquote older group, thick skin. I think that's part of the job. Criticism is part of this job. People outside the Fed are free to say whatever they believe. We're going to be criticized. We want to act independently, but we have to earn that independence. And I think that's the challenge, and it's never been truer than today. And I'm quite confident we'll fulfill that challenge.
Speaking of challenges, you've got one in the global economy and what it's doing here.
Yeah.
Give me with the caveat that you're not an economist, give me your analysis of where things sit.
So here's the way I see the economy. On the bright side, the consumer's strong.
Yep.
And the consumer is approximately 70% of the economy. And if the consumer stays strong, and if I knew that was going to be the case, it gives me a lot of confidence the economy is going to be solid.
However come, right?
The issue is manufacturing's weak, probably weaker than it's been in 10 years, and global growth is decelerating, and the trade tensions and trade uncertainties are part of the weakness in both. And what I'm concerned about is, does that weakness intensify? And what'll happen is the consumer is a lagging indicator, meaning it'll be the last to go. Maybe X number of months from now, you'll see a weak jobs report
yep.
or one or two, and all of a sudden, consumer will weaken. In my view, if we wait for that to happen, we've waited too long. So I'm on heightened alert to see whether this weakness continues and intensifies, that's where we are right now.
Let me read between the lines on that whole waiting too long thing. The Fed meets next month. Obviously, the FOMC does, talking about interest rates. Do I hear you saying you'd support another interest rate cut?
I've said today and I've said publicly, I won't make a decision until I get to the meeting, but I'm very constructive on the thought that we may need to make an adjustment and be open to making an adjustment in our policy rate. Our job is to look forward and is to risk manage. And one of the reality checks for me on that risk management, there's been a lot of talk about the yield curve and the shape of it. For me, the bigger message from the yield curve is it's come down. The whole curve has moved down dramatically.
Everything from 6 months to 30 years.
You
it's
bet.
All cheaper now.
To the point where now the Fed funds rate, the rate we set, is even above the 30-year rate. That's a reality check.
That's bananas, man.
And part of it is expectations of future growth have gotten a lot more pessimistic. And for me, that's a reality check that that I ought to be open-minded and constructive about needing to adjust the policy rate.
Last thing, and I'll let you go. And I guess I'll preface this by saying I don't know you from Adam other than these two interviews and the reading I've done about you. You strike me as a generally positive, upbeat, we can do this kind of guy. Fair?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I'm doing this job.
Well, that kind of goes to it. So, and let me circle back to where we started. Without getting into the politics and the president and Bill Dudley and all of that, do you believe you at the Fed are equipped to deal with what pretty much everybody believes is coming?
Yeah. And so I've been, as you know, been pretty vocal about this now for a few years. Monetary policy has a key role to play.
Right.
But we've gotten a little bit used to in this country thinking that the bulk of our economic policy is monetary policy.
Right.
And part of my job is to flag for people, well, no, it's not supposed to be that way. We need to improve education, skill training. We need infrastructure spending in the United States. And all those things are away from the remit of the Fed. Fed is going to have a critical role to play. But part of my job, I believe strongly, is to call out our analysis broadly of the economy, share it with elected and appointed officials, because we're going to need broader economic policy than just monetary policy if we're going to reach our growth potential.
Robert Kaplan is the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, Texas. Mr. Kaplan, thanks for coming in, sir. I appreciate
it. Great to see you, Kai.